Así es. Aleluya. Gloria sea el nombre del Señor.
How many can say God is good?
¿Cuántos pueden decir Dios es bueno?
All my life he's been faithful.
Toda mi vida ha sido el fiel.
Blessed be his holy name.
Bendito sea su maravilloso nombre. Gracias, músicos. Dios les bendiga.
Nice to be back again this
es bueno estar reunidos una vez más esta tarde para el round 2.
Round 2 of beating up the devil.
El round 2 de andar a...
He's given me a hard enough time.
Golpeando al diablo. Él me ha dado mi tiempo difícil. No me siento yo mal o con convicción de darle a él mal tiempo. Pero dice algo, él es fiel. Él puede contar en ello.
Let the Lord bless you. The devil will be right there to try to rob you.
Y va a estar el diablo ahí para tratar de robarle.
But you just stand.
Pero usted nada más quede separado ahí y deténgase a ello.
Tell the devil, I know who I am.
Dile al diablo, yo sé quién soy.
And I know who you are.
Y yo sé quién tú eres.
Amen.
Así es, amén. Bendito sea su maravilloso nombre. Vamos a leer, de hecho, de tres partes de las Escrituras. Y después vamos a leer en Mateo 16, en el verso 3 y en Éxodo, en Apocalipsis 10 y en Éxodo 23. Un momento, hermano.
When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi,
Mateo 16:13. Viniendo Jesús a la región de Cesarea de Filipo, preguntó a sus discípulos diciendo: han estado entre todas las personas de allá, y les preguntó: ¿quién dicen los hombres que es el Hijo del Hombre?
Bueno,
les dijo, ellos dijeron: unos dicen que Juan el Bautista, ve, pues que Juan le había cortado la cabeza, ahora regresado a Juan. Otros Elías y otros Jeremías o alguno de los profetas. Tan siquiera tenían esa parte bien, ¿verdad? Estaban buscando a un profeta. Y este es el profeta rey. Todos ellos eran ungidos por su espíritu y todos apuntaron a él, pero eso no fue quien era él. No era él esos hombres. Él les dijo, ¿y vosotros? ¿Quién diceis que soy yo? Y pues claro que Pedro le dijo, no quiero ser avergonzado, yo tengo la enfermedad esa de ponerme el pie en la boca y no quiero decir algo que me meta en problema. Déjame ir a seminario por 4 años y dejar de estar después. Vamos a reunir a los hermanos juntos y
let's be democratic.
Vamos a votar en esto, hay que ser democrático. Y la respuesta popular será con la que traiga. Ni pensó, ni fue un pensamiento, nada más fue depositado en su corazón. Y Pedro era rápido de hablar y depositó en su corazón y vino justo de su boca. Y dijo, tú eres el Cristo, el Hijo del Dios viviente. Tú eres el pilar de fuego, velado detrás de carne humana. Y en Apocalipsis capítulo 10, en el primer verso, vi descender del cielo a otro ángel fuerte. Recuerda que en Apocalipsis capítulo 9 había un ángel caído, un ángel que fue corrido, Apolión, Lucifer.
Y en
capítulo 9 hablaba lo que Lucifer iba a hacer viniendo entre nosotros, pero después en capítulo 10 empieza a decir, vi descender del cielo a otro ángel fuerte. Ve, este no fue uno que fue corrido, sino que decidió descender, envuelto en una nube. ¿O no creemos en nubes? Bueno, eso es lo que dice la Biblia. Con el arco iris sobre su cabeza, mostrando que este es el ángel de su propio pacto. Solamente puede ser Cristo. Y su rostro era como el sol. Y sus pies como columnas de fuego. Columnas en plural. Tenía en su mano un librito abierto y puso su pie derecho sobre el mar y el izquierdo sobre la tierra. Y en Éxodo capítulo 23, en el verso 20, he aquí, yo envío mi ángel delante de ti para que te guarde en el camino y te introduzca en el lugar que yo he preparado. Que el Señor añade la bendición en la lectura de la palabra. ¿Cuántos quieren ser recordados en la oración esta noche? Pare. Al postrar nuestras cabezas a la tierra de la cual fuimos tomados y nos humillamos ante ti, podemos decir que tú eres un buen Padre.
How great thou art.
Porque cuán grande eres.
Lord, we just want to
y Señor, solo queremos expresar nuestro amor a ti y nuestro agradecimiento. Tú nos trajiste por otra semana.
No nada más
nos
trajiste,
nos sacaste, pero
Lord,
estamos prosperando.
Away,
y no estamos
cayendo.
El mundo está cayendo, pero nosotros estamos viniendo a ser más fuerte y más cada día. Hay caminar y conversar contigo en el camino. Tú eres verdadero a tu palabra. Tú eres un consolador y tú eres el que fortalece. Tú eres nuestro guía, nuestro liberador. Tú eres nuestro todo en todo. Y Señor, sin vergüenza, te damos alabanza esta noche. Y honra y gloria. Y solo invitamos que tu palabra tenga la preeminencia en nuestra vida, que hables a nuestro corazón, a cada uno de nosotros, de acuerdo a nuestras necesidades, de acuerdo a tus riquezas en gloria y de acuerdo a todo lo que tú has provisto por nosotros, que abremos nuestros corazones y recibamos lo que tú tienes para nosotros. Y te damos gracias, Señor, al ver aquí unos pares de pensamientos. Pedimos que lo unjas y que lo hagas personal a cada uno de nosotros, y ciertamente te daremos la honra, la gloria y la alabanza en el nombre de Jesucristo. Oramos. Amén. Ya me pueda tomar su tiempo. Entonces, por unos momentos quisiera darle por título a este pensamiento aquí. No quiero demorar mucho porque estamos contentos de tener un servicio de bautismo al final del servicio en el pasillo de compañerismo. Ciertamente queremos tener tiempo para eso. Pero queremos hablar, de hecho el título del pensamiento aquí esta noche es una pregunta. ¿Quién irá con nosotros? ¿Quién irá con nosotros? De manera que leemos en el libro de Jueces, en el capítulo 6, acerca de un hombre por nombre de Gideón. Y sabemos que Gideón era una pequeño, era uno de los más pequeños de la tribu de Manasés. Aparentemente una tribu que no era muy significante, no había adelantado mucho, no tenía mucho de qué ver. Y pues Gideón no era más de lo normal, no podías notar una multitud, no era de estatura, no tenía una voz prominente, así como Pedro, que tenía que estar en medio de todo. Pero tenía un amor para Dios, y sabemos que Gideón fue criado
en
un tiempo, durante un tiempo de los jueces. Y sabemos que Israel como nación había deslizado. Israel como nación había buscado por otros dioses, y como nación Israel había fallado de completamente correr
a tribu.
Como tribu.
And he knew about God leading Israel out of Egypt and going before them and defeating every enemy that was in their way as they were on their way to the Promised Land.
And his heart burned within him whenever he would hear these stories. And
something would just fire up on the inside, and he just loved to hear these great stories of faith and the great stories of a living God that was leading the children of Israel, was fighting their battles, was keeping his word, and was their God, and they were his people.
And
so he'd heard all these stories of these great men, and he had quite a legacy before him. He had a bunch of patriarchs to be excited about, men that God had used in mighty ways, men that God had spoke through,
and
he believed those stories. He wasn't doubting those stories. But in less than 200 years since the children of Israel were brought back from Egypt back into the land,
the scene had changed dramatically. La escena había cambiado dramáticamente.
The people had begun worshiping other gods.
They had become lukewarm. They weren't on fire like they once were.
So much so that the tribe of Midian would swoop down during the time of the harvest and would rob Israel of their increase, of their crops, something that never, ever would have been tolerated by their forefathers. neither would it have occurred because the Lord fought their battles and the Lord went before them.
Padres antepasados.
And the Amorites likewise were against them on other sides, along with other enemies of Israel that were encamped round about them. And so we find this obscure fellow by the name of Gideon hiding out behind the winepress, threshing floor, and trying not to draw attention of the enemy to himself.
And
he doesn't think that he's a great person,
and
he's not a military man, but he does believe in the God of Israel. And his heart does burn to hear the stories of the God of Israel and of his great exploits. But he's living in a dead time. If you will,
grandes,
when instead of hearing about
ahora,
what God is doing,
de lo que está
all
Dios,
he was hearing about were stories about what God once did.
Now,
it's as if the days of miracles were past. And the Lord is no longer to be found
no
among them. Now, friends, nothing wrong with
ahora,
those
amigo,
stories. Those stories are great. Those stories are
buenas,
wonderful. But those stories are told to you for a purpose. Those stories are told to you so that you'll recognize God in your day and in your time of visitation. Kind of like, so where Israel was at this particular
Israel
time, there's a great parallel to like America is today. After the founding fathers fled these other nations looking for religious freedom, looking for land of their own,
the
fiefdoms wouldn't tax them to death on or rob them or take away from them. So they had a chance to own their own land, to grow their own crops, and enjoy the fruits of their labors. And, we are taught many stories of sincere men and women that worship God and put Him first in all things in their lives. And the Lord fought their battles, and the Lord provided for them. We hear stories of our great leaders. We hear stories told of George Washington going forth into battle and a bullet hole appearing in his jacket and another one in his hat
and
the enemy saying he had great medicine because the bullets just passed right through him. Miracles and God providing, God being with the minority in the face of the majority, and them trusting in the Lord, them putting God first in their lives, and the Lord fought their battles, and the Lord provided for them. But then our nation began to settle down with each new generation and tried to live off of the blessings of the prior generation, which every generation does that to some extent. We actually are living off the blessings of prior generations. Without living the same kind of life, they wanted the same kind of blessings. And the next thing we know, the churches are teaching about a God of history, which is fine once again, but teaching about the God of history is just to show us what to look for in our day so that we'll recognize Him, we'll know His ways, and how to call upon Him in our day, and how to know Him in our day. So Gideon hears these stories, and Gideon's fired up on the inside each time that he hears them. And he hears about Joshua marching around Jericho, and he hears about Moses and the Red Sea opening, and just story after story, and how God moved on the scene and how God fought every battle and delivered them from so many things. But he's left with a great paradox, Brother JJ. And he's got a question in his heart. And the question is, if that very same God is the God that we're worshiping right now, then where's all the miracles? Where is the angel of His presence amongst us? Where's the beef? Where's the proof? We've talked about Him, but where is He? Where is the living God? Where is the God of the Bible? Why don't we see Him amongst us? Why aren't our enemies afraid any longer? Why are they bold? Why are they coming in like a flood, unchallenged? Where's the proof that He's with us? Where's the proof that He's amongst us? Gideon wished that he'd been living in the Bible days. Anybody ever felt that way? Well, you are. He was a young man. And I'm speaking to you young people here tonight.
Y Gedeón era un hombre joven. Estoy hablando de los jóvenes de aquí. Usted se puede categorizar como usted quiera.
Gideon had a purpose
Gedeón tenía un propósito
here
de estar aquí en la tierra.
But he couldn't see
pero
God's
no podía
plan
ver
for his
el plan
life
de Dios para su
the
vida
manifestation
o la manifestación
of his
de su presencia.
And he wanted and he needed
y quería
a guide,
y necesitaba un,
as we all do.
Un guía.
We start out with a guide. Our first guide is our mother.
Guía, la primera guía es nuestra
and
mamá.
She's teaching us and coaching us and directing us. And then our
father
is,
you
know, a lot of times he's working outside of the home and then he comes home and he's giving us guidance and instruction. And then we go to school and we've got teachers that
y después vamos a la escuela y tenemos maestros que nos están guiando.
And then we reach another stage in our life.
Y después venimos a otra etapa de nuestra vida.
To college.
Y vamos a
we
colegio.
Have other instructors
y tenemos otros
instructores
que nos están enseñando. Y
guess what? You're an apprentice.
Un trabajo, ¿sabes qué?
A novice,
es un aprendizaje, un
you know, you're on the bottom rung and somebody's telling you what to do and
pues
guiding
en abajo,
you and showing you the ropes,
hacer,
if it,
hacer,
if, as it were. So in every step of
que
our life, there's always somebody guiding us.
Entonces, en cada paso
and we're always
camino,
looking
siempre
for a guide.
Siempre estamos buscando
and,
por un guía.
Gideon, at this
y
point in his life,
Gideon, a ese punto
he
su
wanted
él quería,
and needed a guide,
necesitaba un
as
guía,
we all do,
como todos.
And young people,
y jóvenes,
that's one reason
es
for
una razón
suicidal thoughts that sometimes
suicido,
come to us at an early age.
En edad
we
temprana,
might be confused.
Puede ser que,
we might not know what our purpose is. We probably
no
don't.
Cuál sea nuestro propósito,
and we need a God.
Y necesitamos
and
un,
maybe we're not aware that our life is just beginning
guía,
and our life
no
is just about to break forth in front of us. And the purpose that we're here is about to be revealed to us. We're coming right up to it, but everything just looks hopeless. Everything just looks, you know, I don't know what the purpose is. It just seems like a lot of meaningless suffering. People tell me what to do and no joy, no peace. All they see many times is the trap that they feel that they're in. And they're sometimes without hope. You've come to the age of accountability. You're aware of your weaknesses. You're aware of your sins. And maybe sometimes you feel like there's no way out. You see things in your own nature that you don't like. And there's plenty of other people to agree with you. Maybe they don't like it either. Or maybe they like it less than you do.
Te gusta menos que lo que a ti te gusta.
And you aren't aware of the hidden treasure that's laying down on the
tesoro
inside
que
that
está
God
impuesto, que Dios
loved so much
amó
that before you came here, he paid the price
aquí,
for, died
ello,
for you.
Murió por ti.
And friends, God
y amigos,
doesn't get
no
he doesn't get some kind of sorry deal. He didn't die for you because he felt sorry for you.
No murió por ti
he paid the price for you because you wanted
him. Lástima. Él pagó el precio por ti. Porque tú le pertenecías a él.
You're not aware,
no,
perhaps yet,
sabes,
that the mighty God
is
waiting to make himself, he's patiently waiting to make himself known to you. He's waiting for you to get sick and tired of being sick and tired. He's waiting for you to get to the place where you've decided, I don't want to run my life.
Ya no quiero vivir mi vida.
I want somebody to tell
yo quiero
me what
que
to
alguien
do.
Me diga qué hacer.
And whoever that is,
sea
I want
sea
to be
ese,
faithful.
Yo quiero ser fiel.
But I don't want just anybody to tell me
pero
what
yo no
to
quiero
do.
Nada
I want
más que
the one
que
knows
yo
what's going
que
on.
Sabe lo que está pasando.
Somebody must know
alguien
what's going
debe saber
on.
Lo que está pasando.
There's all these choices
hay todas
that I have to make. And each one of them is going to send me down a different path. And one of the choices presumably is the right choice.
But which one?
I need somebody to show me. I need somebody to guide me, to lead
me.
I need to know what my purpose is.
Saber cuál es mi propósito.
So Israel was backslid and Israel was in despair. Israel had actually gotten to a place where they were sick and tired of being sick and tired. And that's what it takes, friends. To get anywhere with God, you've got to get to the place where you're wore out. You've
got
to get to the place where you're not going to fight any longer, that you're not going to struggle any longer, but you just give up and you say, Lord, if you don't help me, I'm lost. If you don't do something for me, I can't go on. Well, now you're in a condition where God can get a hold of you and do something with you. They say, an experienced lifeguard, a lot of times they'll see somebody out there, particularly if it's somebody out there in the water that's just thrashing to beat all and struggling to beat all, the lifeguard won't jump in right away. And people that are looking on, they might think, well, that's very cruel, and you're just going to let the person drown? Well, the lifeguard's smart enough to know that as long as that person's struggling like that, they can't save them because they're trying to save themselves. And what will happen many times is that person is so strong, they're not weak yet, they're so strong that if the lifeguard jumps in, this person is panicking, and this person will bring the lifeguard and them down. So they wait until the struggle's just about over, and they jump in, and now that person is surrendered, and now the lifeguard can save. Well, that's how it is with us. As long as we're trying to save ourselves, he can't save us. We got to get through our heads that we can't save ourselves, that there's nothing that we can do, that he's already done it, and that he wants to do these things for us, and then just surrender and say, okay, God, I'm ready. I give up. So Israel was in this kind of a condition. They'd been robbed and pillaged. They were backslid, of course, and they were just a mere reflection of what Israel had been, you know, some 200 years ago, and, you know, about how it is here in America now. And they were in despair, and they got sick and tired of being sick and tired. And so what they did was the people began to call upon the name of the Lord. And when people begin to call upon the name of the Lord and surrender, well, then God always sends his messengers to bring their hearts to repentance. That's a biblical pattern. That's a pattern of God. And so the Lord sent them a prophet, somebody that we'd never heard of. And the purpose of sending that prophet was to turn the hearts of the people back to the living God and away from their sins and away from their ways. And Gideon was among them at that time. But Gideon wanted more than forgiveness. He said, more than forgiveness. That's so wonderful. It is. We're not making light of that. He wanted forgiveness for his sins. He wanted salvation. But he wanted more than that. He wanted to know the God of salvation. He wanted to know the God of Moses. He wanted to know the God of Jacob, of Abraham, of Isaac. He wanted to know the God of Joshua. He wanted to know the God of Daniel. He'd heard the stories, but he wanted to know that God himself. He wanted to deliver.
Él quería un liberador.
He wanted to know what his purpose was
in life.
Because stories alone could not do for him what his heart hungered and thirsted for. And so the Lord himself, I don't want you to miss this tonight, friends. The Lord himself, the Christ of all the ages, took on flesh and visited Gideon and spoke to him personally. He said, I don't believe that can happen. It's happened all throughout history. And the same one that did that then can do that tonight.
Lo hace hoy.
So when the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon and ordained him for military leadership,
por liderazgo,
it started
militar,
out like this.
Empezó
he,
esta
said,
manera, le dijo,
he caught Gideon hiding out behind the threshing floor and he said to him, thou mighty man of valor.
Vino, y le dijo,
and Gideon looks around.
Oh, hombre valiente.
He knows he's alone.
Gideon ve
or he
alrededor
thinks he's alone.
Sabe que está solo.
He's thinking, man, I'm all
pensando,
alone back here, but,
estoy aquí solo,
but there must
amigo,
be somebody else back here besides me. Because this
yo,
person just
persona
called him a mighty man of valor.
A él un
but he's
de
hiding
valor,
somewhere.
Pero
I don't see him.
No lo
I wonder why I can't
me
see him.
Por qué no lo puedo ver.
Who is this mighty man of
este
valor?
Hombre de valor?
Friends, we don't know who we
nosotros
are
no sabemos quién somos
until the Lord shows us.
Hasta que el Señor
we don't know what's in us
muestra.
Until the Lord shows us. We don't know what we're made for
Señor lo
until the Lord shows
de qué estamos hecho hasta que el Señor lo muestra.
And the Lord says to him,
y el Señor
buddy,
le dice,
I'm talking to you.
Te estoy hablando a
yeah,
ti.
You.
Así es, a ti.
There's nobody else here.
No hay nadie
it's
más
just
aquí.
You and me.
Eres nada más tú y yo.
But I'm hiding out
pero
here behind
escondiéndome
the
aquí detrás.
Surely you don't mean me. How could I be a mighty
de
man of valor?
Donde se presionaba el vino. Ciertamente no puede ser yep. Yo. ¿Cómo puede ser yo un
I've
hombre de valor? Sí, a ti te he escogido.
You see, Gideon,
pero ves, Gideon,
I've come to deliver my people.
He venido a liberar a mi pueblo.
I've come to fight
he venido
for them.
A pelear
Because they've called
porque ellos
upon my
han llamado sobre mi nombre.
They've asked for
ellos
me to come on the
pedido
scene.
De que yo venga en la escena.
And I'm faithful.
Y yo soy fiel.
I was waiting for them
yo estaba
to
esperando
repent.
Que ellos se arrepintiesen.
They have repented. Their
se han
hearts
arrepentido,
have
sus corazones han sido
now I've come on the scene.
Atrás. Ahora he venido a la escena.
And I've sent them a prophet.
Les he enviado un profeta.
And I've brought them to
y
repentance.
Les he traído arrepentimiento.
And he's turned their hearts.
Y él ha volteado
the prophet
sus
will
corazones.
Bring to you
el profeta
the
traerá a ti
the
la palabra. La palabra te traerá convicción.
You'll repent.
Tú te arrepentirás.
Your heart will be turned.
Tu corazón será vuelto.
And now, Gideon,
y ahora, Gideon,
I've come personally
he venido personalmente
to fight for them,
para pelear por ellos,
and I'm going to use you.
Y te voy a usar a ti.
You see,
¿usted ven?
Gideon, I don't need great
Gideon,
armies.
Yo no necesito grandes
numbers
ejércitos.
Are not
números
needed,
no
and
son
I'm
necesarios.
Never impressed by
yo nunca
numbers,
soy impresionado por
nor
números,
threatened by them.
Ni tampoco amenazados.
It's never been what I've looked for.
Nunca ha sido lo que he buscado o con lo que he trabajado.
In fact,
de hecho,
I want you to gather together
yo quiero
a bunch
que reúnas
of, bunch of warriors.
A un montón de guerreros.
And they're going to go into battle. And once you've gathered
a
them
a
together,
batalla, ya que los reúnas,
I'm going to whittle down what you've gathered together.
Voy a una así disminuir.
You see, I don't need a crowd.
Yo no necesito una multitud.
And I don't care if they're rich or
no
poor.
Si
I don't care if they can
pobres.
Spell their
no
own name.
Si
I don't care if they're educated or illiterate.
No me importa si
I don't care what their background is. I don't care what they've
no
done.
No importa cuál sea tu su
I just need a few that are sold out.
Yo solo necesito unos cuantos que estén.
And I'll use them to whip the Amorites.
Vendidos y los usaré.
You see.
Golpear a los
Gideon,
amoritas.
I can't do anything with
Gideon,
a big herd
yo no puedo hacer con
because of all their
una gran,
with those that aren't sold out, with those that are
a su
worshiping idols, they're double-minded. So I'm going to separate some by the manner that they drink water.
Por la manera que tomen agua.
And once I've done that separation, well, then I'm going to look on and see if there's any fearful that are amongst them.
Si
I'm going to separate them too.
And
then I'm going to use whatever's left.
Voy a usar a lo que ya
so quiere. God trimmed his army down from thousands
acabó,
to 300.
Disminuyó a su ejército de
God doesn't need a group,
hasta 300. In fact,
Dios
no
necesita all God
un grupo,
needs many
entonces,
times is
Dios,
one man or one woman that surrendered to him,
mujer,
one young person,
ellos,
and
joven,
he will shake Satan's
varón.
Kingdom,
y esa cuidad,
and he'll use that one
reino,
that sold out to him
usará aquel
to the fullest
extent.
He'll shake a nation.
Más largo, y
and that's the hour that we're living in
una nación. Y esa es la hora en la cual estamos viviendo esta tarde, amigos.
God's still looking for
Dios todavía
men and women
está buscando
varones.
He's
looking for young people
que sean,
that are ready to say, oh, I had all these ambitions and all these thoughts,
que digan,
but nothing's
bueno,
working out.
Todas estas
I don't know what's in my future,
but yo no sé lo que
I want to give my life to you, Lord.
Vida,
I trust you.
Vida, ti, Señor,
I believe that you can do, that you know the best thing for my life. And that's where I'll find true happiness.
Is
by living out your plan for my life.
Tu plan para mi vida.
And God will shake Satan's kingdom like nothing else.
Friends,
it's on the road tonight.
Amigos, está en el camino
there
ahora.
Are people on the earth tonight that God
esta noche
is using
que Dios está usando
and will use
y seguirá usando
to shake Satan's
para
kingdom.
Sacudir el reino de Satanás.
Show me a man or a woman or a boy or a girl that will put God first in everything, and I'll show you a person that the devil doesn't know what to do with. That's a great paradox, but it's the truth. Listen to this. Gideon certainly was a scriptural man. When the angel of the Lord said, if you'll notice, it wasn't
cuando el ángel de Jehová le dijo, si nota, aquí no era el
ángel
del Señor.
It was not an angel.
Y mirando
it was
Jehová,
a theophany in a man.
Jehová,
in the form of God,
hombre,
the Logos.
En el, la forma
Spirit
de Dios,
God.
Logos, Dios Espíritu,
like appeared to Abraham back
como
in the wilderness.
A Abraham,
looked like a man.
En el desierto, aparecía
so therefore
un
being
hombre,
a messenger,
por tanto,
he was the angel of the Lord.
Él era el ángel de Jehová.
And he appeared
y le apareció
to him,
a él.
And he said, thou mighty man
dijo,
of valor.
Esforzado y
said
valiente,
he's going to take him and
y le dijo
deliver
que
Israel
lo iba a tomar
him.
E iba a liberar a Israel por medio de él. Un hombre.
I believe God's raising up an
Dios
army of Gideons tonight, friends.
Levantando un
oh,
ejército
I'm so proud
de Gideon
to serve
esta noche.
My God,
digo, yo estoy tan
he will, he's not, he's undefeated.
De servir a mi Dios.
And
él
his word
no
has never failed.
Vencido, y su
and I challenge
no
you to
falla.
Take him at his word tonight. Because his word cannot fail.
No puede fallar.
He's not looking for numbers,
no está
but he's
números,
looking for surrendered hearts.
Está buscando por corazones rendidos.
Somebody that'll say amen to every word that proceeds out of his mouth. Somebody that'll put him first. Somebody that'll be like Mary and say, "Be it unto me according to thy word."
He's
calling you out this evening, friends. And he's saying, thou mighty man or woman of God, thou mighty son or daughter of God, thou mighty teen, thou mighty teenager. I've called you, I've raised you up in this hour, and I'm sending you out into Satan's Eden. You aren't many in number, but you're fixing to whip the devil and take a rapture.
Ganarle al diablo.
You are seeing Satan as he's being cast down, and you are rising up to your position in heavenly places, and there's going to be a people that look death in the eye and say, not this time. I bind you in everything under you.
Todo debajo de ti.
I'm taking a body
estoy tomando un cambio de cuerpo,
and I'm going in a rapture.
Yo estoy yendo en un rapture.
I don't need, I don't need the hearse of death
yo no
to assist me.
Que el caballo
I got wings.
De muerte me asista. Tengo yo alas.
So we see the angel of the Lord in all of these accounts, or encounters, I should say, in the scriptures.
En las escrituras.
He appeared, the Lord himself appeared
apareció
to Manoah's wife
a la esposa
and told
de Manoah,
her that she was going to have a son,
iba a tener un
and that he would be a Nazarite unto God from his womb. And that he shall be called Samson, meaning son of life.
Decir, hijo
and that he would be used of God to deliver his people
Dios
from the Philistines.
De los
Samson
filisteos.
Was nothing
Samson
to look at.
No
he wasn't just Lou Ferrigno or Johnny Atlas or I forget.
Personas, Johnny Atlas,
I used to remember the name of the guy that played that character. He was a big guy, you know. No, Samson wasn't a big guy.
Grande,
Brother Branham said he was a little shrimp.
En aquellas películas. Pero Sansón no era
but God
un hombre
was on
grande.
His side.
El hermano Branham
he
dijo
was on
que
God's
era
side.
Un camarón. Pero
he
Dios
appeared to David
lado,
at the threshing floor of Ornan,
apareció,
the Jebusite, the Lord himself. He stopped the destroying angel and told David to set up
David,
an altar
en ese
at that
lugar,
very place.
Y le,
the
y
same
le
place where Solomon later
lugar,
built the tabernacle of the Lord.
Salomón
the angel of the Lord received the reports from the angels on the earth and then asked God to have mercy on Jerusalem, showing again that he is an intercessor. Who is this angel of the Lord, you ask?
Thank you for asking.
We saw him visiting with Abraham.
A él visitar con Abraham,
visiting with Moses.
Visitando con Moisés,
coming as one of the three that again met
tres,
with Abraham
que más encontró
and communed
con Abraham
with him.
Y tuvo comunión
we
con
saw
él.
Him with Eliezer.
Le a él con Eliasar.
We saw him with Jacob.
Le a él con Jacob.
We saw him with
le
Moses. We saw him with
Moisés.
Israel in the Exodus
con Israel
from Egypt.
En el, éxodo de,
the Lord came
de
down
de
and spoke to Moses.
El Señor vino
and said, I've heard
y
the cries of my people.
A Moisés y le dijo, he escuchado el clamor de mi pueblo y yo personalmente he venido para liberarles.
And Moses wiped his brows and
said,
man, I thought I was going to have to do something. Well, hold on now. I've got to have somebody to work through. I'm going to use you, but I'm here. This is a job that's too big for anybody else.
Grande para quien sea más.
And we're told
y se nos ha dicho
this last great exodus,
este último
that the Lord
gran éxodo,
himself will descend from heaven
cielo,
with a shout,
con una
with a voice
voz,
of the archangel, not sending
con la voz
another, the Lord himself.
No enviando a alguien más, el Señor mismo.
Who is this angel of the
¿quién
Lord?
Es este ángel del Señor?
We saw him visiting
le vimos
with
a él visitando con Abraham.
We saw him visiting
le vimos
with
a él
Moses.
Visitando con Moisés.
We saw him with Eliezer. We saw him
con
with Jacob.
Eliasar. Le vimos
we
con
saw
Jacob.
Him with Moses in the wilderness, with Israel in the wilderness. We saw him
en el desierto,
stepping in the way to
Israel
stop Balaam before he could curse God's people.
Al lado para
and he
parar
was the one that was with Joshua.
Cuando él iba a maldecir al pueblo de Israel.
And he's the one that anointed
Josué,
Joshua,
y él fue el que ungió
the captain
Josué,
of the host.
El capitán de los
oh,
ejércitos.
It's the Christ of all the ages.
It's
the same one every time,
friends.
He was the one that appeared to Gideon.
Que
he's the one that appeared
Gideon.
To Manoah. He's the one that appeared
Manoah.
To David on the threshing floor. Who is this
a David
angel of the Lord? He's the one that appeared to Saul, who was later changed his name to Paul.
Saul, que
and he said, who art thou, Lord?
Y
he said, I'm Jesus,
dijo, ¿quién eres,
whom thou persecutest.
Señor?
He saw him in the pillar of fire. It's the same one, friends. He's the very Logos of God, the very Word of God, the very person of the Word of God, that later became incarnate in the flesh of the man Jesus. He was the Word before he became flesh, and he's still the Word tonight. And he's still the Christ of all the ages. And he is the attribute of the fullness of God. In Judges chapter 2, he talks in first person as God.
Primera persona
it is
como
the
Dios.
Lord God himself
el Señor Dios mismo,
manifesting himself.
A sí mismo.
And John the Beloved
Juan,
declared that this same one was the very creator himself,
el mismo creador mismo,
as did Paul.
Como lo hizo Pablo.
By him,
a través
Paul
de
said,
él,
we're all
Pablo,
things created.
Fueron creadas todas las cosas.
Yet we know that
y aún así
all things were not created by the flesh man
Jesus.
But all things were created by the theophanic Christ
por el
that later came and dwelt in Jesus.
Que vino después y habitó en
not
Jesús.
One time in the New Testament during the ministry of Jesus did that angel appear.
Apareció,
the angel of the Lord
el Señor,
appear on the earth.
Apareció sobre
There's
la tierra.
Not one account.
No hay ninguna vez.
Not while Jesus was here in the flesh.
No
not mientras
que Jesús estuvo aquí en la carne, ni
Other
ninguna
angels
vez.
Came.
Otros ángeles vinieron,
ministered unto him
ministraron
even.
A él aún.
Other angels,
otros
but
ángeles,
not the angel of the Lord.
Pero no el ángel del Señor.
Because Jesus was the
Porque
self-manifestation of the theophanic Christ. The same
Cristo,
Christ
Teofán,
that led Moses
Moses,
in Egypt
en Egipto,
was now in flesh.
Ahora estaba en carne.
The same Christ that then instructed Joshua, that spoke to Gideon, that very same Christ, the Son of the living God, was tabernacled in the man Jesus.
En tabernáculo
Don't
el
let that stumble you.
No
if he wasn't a man,
tropece.
You still need a Savior.
Si no fue un, él un hombre,
he was a God man. He was not born
Salvador.
In sin. He was a very
Dios.
Expression
no fue nacido en pecado.
Of the fullness
él
of the attribute of God.
De la
but there was a man
del atributo de Dios.
And there was a man that had to make a choice.
Y había un hombre que tenía
and
que
it was the harder choice, but it was the right choice.
Más dura, pero fue la decisión correcta.
Hallelujah.
Así es, hallelujah.
Because we needed a near kinsman. Last I checked, I'm a man.
La última vez que yo revisé, yo soy un hombre.
I guess you can still say that, right?
Creo que todavía puede decir usted eso, ¿verdad?
Well, I'm going to say it.
Bueno, yo lo diré.
Regardless of all the insanity.
Sin importar toda la
it was Christ.
Locura. Era Cristo.
And that's why we call him
por eso
Jesus
que le llamamos
the
nosotros
Christ.
Jesús, el Cristo.
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
Meaning God with us.
Queriendo decir Dios con nosotros.
Because this same
Porque
Jesus
este mismo Jesús
made he both Lord
le hizo
and Christ.
A él ambos
Jesus
Señor
was the
y
man,
Cristo. Jesús
the near
era el hombre,
kinsman, the earthly body, and the soul that God dwelt in,
and was the very expression of God in flesh. De Dios
if you saw
carne.
Him,
si
you saw God.
Él, usted miraba a Dios.
So think about it for
Entonces,
a moment, friends.
Por un momento, amigos,
every single time that the angel of the Lord appeared,
aparecía,
it marked a turning point in world history. When he appeared to Abraham
mundial,
at the founding of the chosen race, to the
Moses,
father of our faith, if you will,
padre,
it marked a turning
fe,
point.
Si lo mira así,
when he
marcó,
appeared to Moses to deliver that very same race of people, it marked a turning
tiempo,
point.
Abraham,
when he appeared
Moses,
at Mount Sinai and made a covenant
tiempo,
with the people
pueblo,
and gave them the law,
apareció,
it was a turning point.
Monte,
when he appeared and led them
Sinaí,
through the wilderness,
ley,
it was a turning point.
De
when he
tiempo,
appeared at the laying of the foundation
Israel,
stone of Solomon's temple,
fue un
it was a turning point.
Cuando,
and from that time forward, the children of Israel had to come to that particular place where the angel of the Lord appeared in order to worship the Lord of Israel.
Y también,
thankfully, we don't all have to run to Jerusalem
de Israel,
to worship him.
No tenemos que ir todos
because
a
he's not dwelling
ahora,
in a tabernacle made
no
with hands in this hour.
En un tabernáculo hecho de
when
manos,
he stood with Elijah
y
in his battle against Jezebel and her, her pagan priest, when he was protecting
Jezabel,
his children, when he allowed the Babylonians to take them
Elias,
into captivity.
Y también cuando fue
Isaiah 63:7 says, I will mention the loving kindness of the Lord and the praises of the Lord according to all that the Lord hath bestowed on us. And the great goodness toward
dice,
the house of Israel
las,
which he hath bestowed on them according to his mercies. And according to the multitude of his loving kindness. For he said, surely they are my people, children that I will not lie. So he was their Savior. And in all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. And in his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of old. Now you mean to tell me that he did that for los redimió y los trajo y los levantó todos los días de la antigüedad. Ahora me está creciendo
que lo estaba haciendo por los que estaban en el pacto antiguo, la sangre de machos y cabríos, y ahora que no está
haciendo
el nuevo pacto que es
sellado con su propia sangre.
Ángeles no pueden ser salvados, ángeles no pueden ser redimidos, pero este ángel está cargando. Es Cristo. Cuando estás débil y estás muy débil para seguir, Él te sigue. Cuando tú ya piensas que te vas a ir,
this very one, friends, is the mighty angel of Revelation 10 that has come down in our day to anoint you,
ángel de Apocalipsis, to commune with you, ha venido para
to unite
ungirte,
with you,
para tener and to take contigo, you away in a rapture.
Contigo, it's the Christ of all the ages, the head uniting with the body. It's the same one that plagued the Egyptians
until they let God's people go.
Was that a mighty work of God? That same one's here tonight. I don't care what your problem is. I don't care what obstacle is in your way. That same one.
Ese
if he
mero,
can part the Red Sea, can
si
he move that mountain in your life?
Perdón, rojo, ¿acaso no puede mover esa
there's
montaña?
A mighty one that's here tonight, friends, and he's pouring out his wrath on the kingdom of hell. And he's saying, let my people go.
Está diciendo, deja mi pueblo ir.
And Satan has
y
no
Satanás
choice.
No tiene
let me repeat that. I want
vamos
the devil to hear it. You don't have a choice.
Escuche eso. Tú no tienes opción.
He has to give way to the name above all names, and there is no other name whereby we must be saved. That's my God tonight. How many can say that? Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let others take their knee to show political correctness, not me.
Vayan y tomen en eso de andar.
My Lord is able to deliver me.
Correcto, no yo.
But even if he doesn't, I'm not bowing.
Si aún no lo hace, yo no me voy a postrar.
I'll bow to no other but him.
No me postraré a nadie excepto a él.
To the name above all names.
A el nombre sobre todo. No,
we're not going to bow to
no
anyone
vamos a
but our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ,
Señor,
the Son of the living God.
El Señor Jesucristo, el Hijo del Dios
friends,
viviente.
Friends, it is
amigos,
this living word overcoming in this present darkness. But God has to have somebody to work through. He always has had to have somebody to work through.
Siempre.
And guess what? You
tú
just happen to be on the scene.
A través de quién obrar. Pero ¿sabes qué?
What a privileged
Solió
people
que
we are.
Estabas en escena. ¿De qué pueblo tan
think of the opportunity. The God of the universe has chosen
el Dios
you.
Del universo te ha escogido a ti.
Listen, friends. He
escuche,
came
amigos,
and
vino,
gave gifts unto men.
Y dio dones
and
a
we
los hombres,
very much appreciate
y
that.
Apreciamos eso.
We want all that God has given
queremos
to us.
Todo lo que nos ha dado Dios.
But something is
pero
something greater than that
mayor
is here.
Que eso
the person
aquí.
Of
la
the word is here.
De la palabra
your
está
God,
aquí,
your comforter,
guía,
your friend,
tu
your provider,
tu amigo, tu
your healer,
tu sanador.
And there's a union that's taking place at this moment between the heavenly bridegroom, the word, and his earthly bride.
Novio celestial,
you are taking
palabra,
his word and you are
y
becoming
esta
one
novia
with him. You're saying your word's my
tomando,
word. Your thoughts are my thoughts. Your ways are my ways. Your people are my people.
Tu palabra es mi palabra.
And that word is
tu
complete.
Es mejor.
Everything
tu
we have need
pueblo.
Of is in that word.
Y todo lo que
necesitamos and it's all powerful.
Palabra,
and he wants your enemy to fall by the
y
word.
Quiere que el enemigo
and you will give credit to the word.
La palabra, y tú eras
he wants you to
palabra.
Unite with the word. He wants you to eat that word and then say the same thing under inspiration.
Bajo inspiración.
And then your enemy has no choice
tu enemigo no
but to give way to that living word.
Hacer camino para la, a la palabra
I don't, I'm not fighting the devil.
Yo no estoy peleando al diablo.
The Lord is fighting my battles.
El Señor está peleando mis batallas.
So when the children of Israel got into trouble, who was in the midst of the fire with them?
En el medio del fuego con ellos.
You might be in the middle of the fire tonight, friends.
En el medio
and I don't
noche,
make light
amigos,
of that.
Yo no hago ligero eso.
But you're not alone.
Pero no estás solo.
And the fire is not consuming
y el fuego
you.
No te está consumiendo.
It's purifying you.
Está purificándote, si algo.
So whether it's Daniel
entonces,
in the lion's den
si sea Daniel
or
en el,
you might feel like you're in the lion's den tonight.
De los leones,
but you're not alone.
Tú piensas que estés en la cueva de los leones.
The pillar of fire is right there with you.
El pilar de fuego
you
está
say,
ahí junto contigo.
It.
Usted dice,
his presence
no lo veo.
Is with you.
Su
he
presencia
promised.
Está contigo. Él
he
lo prometió.
Cannot lie.
Él no puede
and if you
mentir.
Took him at
si
his
tú
word,
le crees
he's taking
a él
you at
en
your
su palabra,
word.
Él te está creyendo a ti en tu palabra.
This is why these things
es
are
por esto
in
que estas cosas son escritas en la Biblia. Es para mostrarnos que ese mero mismo Cristo está entre nosotros ahora. Pero no está nada más con nosotros, sino que está en nosotros. Él dijo que sería así. Él dijo, estaré contigo aún dentro de ti hasta el fin del mundo.
So don't fear
así
to go
es que
wherever
no
he
tenga
sends
miedo
you.
A ir just a donde make sea sure que le envíe. Solo asegúrese que él fue el que le envió.
Because the never failing presence of Jesus
la presencia
is with
que
you
nunca falla
go.
De Jesús está contigo donde sea que vaya.
Yea, though I walk through the
así
valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no
valle
evil.
De la sombra de muerte, no temeré mal
friends,
alguno.
We're talking
amigos,
about the presence
estamos hablando
of Christ.
De la presencia de
thou
Cristo.
Art the Christ,
tú eres el Cristo,
the Son of the living God.
El Hijo del Dios
the
vivo.
Same one that defeated death, the same one that defeated hell, the same one that defeated the grave, the same one that took the keys. You know, Satan no longer has the keys to his own home.
Satanás ya no tiene su propia
the same one that said, "Fear not, I am
dijo,
he who was
no
dead
temáis,
and am alive forevermore."
Y estoy vivo para
that same
siempre.
One's here tonight.
Ese mero mismo está aquí esta noche.
And he said, "I've got
dijo,
the keys
yo tengo las
of death and hell."
De la muerte
friends,
y del infierno. Amigos,
why would you,
¿por qué?
If you've given your heart
si usted
to the Lord,
su corazón
why would
al
you
Señor,
fear the devil tonight?
Tendrás miedo al diablo esta noche.
Because Jesus
porque Jesús
has told you, I defeated
dicho,
him.
Yo le he vencido.
And I now have
y yo
the keys.
Ahora tengo las llaves.
Our hearts break at the
nuestros
passing
corazones
of our loved
quebranta
ones,
cuando
but he
pasa
has the
un
keys.
Ser querido, pero él tiene las llaves.
And he knows just what
y él
he's
sabe
doing.
Justo lo que
and
está
guess
haciendo.
What?
Y sabe
if
que
he tarries,
si
we're all going to go the same way.
Se demora, todos vamos a ir
when
de
our
la misma
time
manera.
Is done,
cuando
he'll take us home.
Acaba, él nos llevará al hogar.
He says, fear not.
Él dice,
I am
no temáis,
he who was dead
aquel que estaba
and am
muerto,
alive
y estoy vivo
forevermore.
Para siempre.
And I've got the keys
yo
of death
tengo las llaves
and of
de
hell.
La muerte y del infierno.
Friends,
amigos,
you need to recognize
tiene
he has
que reconocer
the key to your
que él tiene la llave
tonight.
De su situación esta noche.
Whatever your problem is, whatever it is that you're going through that seems insurmountable, he's got the key.
No puede traspasar.
He can open the door.
Él puede abrir
you've,
la
you've
puerta.
Come you run up against a wall and you
pared,
can't see a door
puede ver
but the door
la puerta,
is there
pero la puerta está
and
ahí.
He has the key
y él tiene
in fact
la llave.
He is
de hecho,
the door
él es la puerta.
So you need to recognize he holds the key to your situation. I don't. We try to help
no.
You however we can. And if God tarries, we'll
si
do whatever we can for
demora,
you. But I can't do for you what he can.
Yo no puedo hacer por usted lo
he
que
can
él puede.
Do anything.
Él puede hacer cualquier cosa.
He can do everything.
Él puede hacer todo.
He knows every part of your situation.
Parte de tu
he knows
situación.
Everything that you're going
todo
through.
Lo que estás pasando.
And nothing can stop him.
Puede parar.
And his hands are not shaken.
Parar.
He doesn't have the jitters.
No
he doesn't have temblando. Alzheimer's.
No
he didn't forget what he told you.
No
he
Alzheimer's.
Still knows who you are. He knows your name.
Él conoce quién eres.
Glory
sabe
to God.
Cuál es tu nombre.
He's got you in the palm
Dios,
of his hands.
Él te tiene en las palmas de sus manos.
Friends, if we could
amigos,
see into that other
si
dimension tonight, you know what we would see?
¿Sabes qué veríamos?
Oh, we, pues, we'd see all these spooks. You'd see demons trembling. When the weakest sinner gets on their knees, demons tremble.
Cuando el cristiano más débil se arrodilla,
the gates of hell are shaken tonight. Satan knows he's suffered a defeat. He knows his end is near. He knows he's about to lose any influence, any grasp, any opportunity he has to try to rob you of peace or joy. He can't touch that life. There's a seal that's been put on that.
Que ha sido puesto en ella.
Amen.
Amen.
But he
pero
knows he has a little space of time to try to give you a little bit more of a hard time
de
and then that's it.
Más duro y eso es
then it's time for him to sit down and shut up for 1,000 years.
Y se calle por mil años.
Glory to God.
Gloria a Dios.
He alone takes
solo
responsibility for you. This is personal.
Esto es personal.
I'm speaking to you young people tonight. I want you to know that you've been sitting here all this time and maybe you don't know how real it is. And we've all had to go through that. We've all had to sit through and hear the word of God and hear stories and hear about this and hear about that. But then the time comes when he comes knocking on your door. And he says, and you say, who's there? The Christ of all the ages.
El Cristo de todas las edades.
Well, what do you want?
Bueno, ¿qué quieres?
I want to come in.
Quiero entrar.
I want to sup with you.
Quiero cenar contigo.
And you with me. I want to break bread.
Yo quiero partir pan.
I want to be your guide. I want to be your comforter. I want to be your savior. I want to be your friend.
Quiero ser tu amigo.
I didn't come to cast you into hell.
Echarte al infierno.
I came to help you.
Yo vine para ayudar.
I came to save you.
Yo vine para salvarte.
Friends, when Adam and Eve
amigos,
fell in the
Adam
garden, God didn't slay them.
Jardín, Dios no
God slayed a lamb.
Dios mató a un cordero.
God didn't kill you.
Dios no te mató.
He came down in flesh and killed himself.
Y se mató a sí mismo.
Except God can't die. The spirit departed.
Así es que Dios no puede morir.
But the very attribute of God took on flesh.
De Dios tomó carne.
Where do we get this idea that God is some kind of an ogre that wants to destroy you? He wants to save you. He wants to deliver you. He wants you to have life and that more abundantly. He wants you to have true joy and true peace. But we fight against it. And oftentimes we struggle with believing that he wants to do those things. He does, believe me.
Pero sí lo quiere, créame.
Me, lowly me, yeah, you.
Bajo yo,
but I'm no, I don't care what you think about yourself. He made you.
De ti mismo. Él te hizo.
He's got a little higher opinion
él tiene
of you
una opinión
than you
un poco
do.
Más alta que lo que tú tienes.
Assuming you've got low of opinion of
asumiendo
yourself.
Asumiendo que tengas una opinión baja de ti.
The very same one is here tonight.
El mero mismo está aquí esta noche.
And if you'll take him at his word,
friends,
he'll prove himself to you.
Él se comprobará a sí
mismo. He promised he would never leave you.
Él prometió
que nunca. How many can say tonight, that's the truth? And I'm not just saying that because the word said it. I'm saying it because he's proved it. And I expect him to keep that word.
Estoy diciendo porque él lo ha comprobado. Yo espero.
The one that said, "I will have my bride, and the zeal of the Lord will perform this." His word cannot return into him void, and neither will you.
Cumplirá esto.
You will perform the purpose that he sent you here to do.
Vacía. Usted cumplirá.
Friends, he's the Shekinah. He's the angel of the Lord. The Lord himself.
El ángel del Señor. Es el Señor mismo.
Can I have a couple more minutes?
Me pueden regalar unos
cuantos minutos. Listen to this. 20th century prophet, probably very familiar to us, but I just think it's fitting for the service here tonight. He says, may I present
esto,
my wife, honey? This is Brother Leroy and Paul Kopp of Los Angeles, California.
Me permite presentar a mi esposa, querida, este es hermano Leroy y Paul Kopp de Los Ángeles,
Brother
Kopp
says, Brother Branham, in your two great campaigns at Los Angeles at Calvary Temple, we noticed that the Lord Jesus Christ worked with you in a very special manner.
Hermano Branham, en sus dos grandes campañas en Los Ángeles, en el Templo Calvario, notamos que el Señor Jesucristo obró con usted en gran manera, muy especial con todos sus dones maravillosos, discernimientos y pensamientos de los corazones de los hombres, como también la enfermedad de sus cuerpos y las señales de su sanidad. Y milagros que fueron hechos. Pensamos que fue maravilloso. El hermano Cobb dice, estamos interesados, hermano Branham, en escuchar más sobre este ministerio único que Dios le ha dado. Muy bien, hermano Cobb, regresamos al mejor principio. Yo nací en el este de Kentucky.
The morning of my birth,
en una
I told
pequeña
my parents
cabaña de madera
there was a light
de
that came into the room and
veo a Kentucky.
I told of my parents that there was a light that came into the room and hung over me.
Baker, pastor, dice
and
que
my people were not a religious people.
Mamá,
they did not go to any church.
Lugares.
Of course, this caused quite a stir among them, and it followed me all the
hecho,
days of my life.
Me han dicho,
recently,
que
they took a
de
picture of it in the scientific world, as it's shown here, and you're probably familiar with this picture. It was proven by science that it was the only supernatural being that was ever scientifically
no
photographed.
A ninguna iglesia.
You want to see it?
Por supuesto,
it's in the Smithsonian Institute in
Washington,
D.C., and I know many people that have checked
me
it out.
Seguido todos los días de mi vida, recientemente en el mundo científico tomaron una fotografía de eso, como aquí.
To my opinion, it's the same angel of God that followed the children of Israel from Egypt into Palestine. You know as a scholar yourself that that was the angel of the covenant. None other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Now not the man, but the Christ that dwelt in the man.
En mi opinión es ese es el mismo ángel de Dios que siguió a los israelitas. Ahora, si lo puedes recibir aquí esta noche, esa carne tuvo un fin, si lo puedes recibir,
tuvo un fin,
estamos aquí en la tierra manifestando la carne. Él no clamó ser grande persona, sino que dijo, el Hijo no puede hacer nada, excepto como le muestra en Juan capítulo 5, quizás conozca en la Escritura, Jesús pasó cerca de la famosa estanque de Bethesda, y ayudó a muchas personas que estaban que estaban ciegos, mancos, cojos, esperando el movimiento del Espíritu. Fue extraño que él haya ministrado solo a uno. Pero
The Father had showed him.
He healed this one. Estaba esa persona.
Perhaps he wasn't crippled. He was just laying on a pallet.
Él lo sentó,
but Jesus healed
probablemente,
him. And, when the, no, perdón, and then further in the chapter, we find out about the 19th verse that he was questioned by the Jews. Perhaps it would be questionable today why God would pass through a place where all those people were lame
Jesús,
and halt and blind
pero Jesús lo sanó.
And would not heal
luego,
them all.
Más adelante,
but here
capítulo,
I'll quote his words.
Que,
he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing
interrogado
of himself,
por
but
los
what he
judíos,
sees the Father
quizás,
do, this the Son does likewise. So in other words, he's led
in
the Spirit.
Él fue guiado del Espíritu, por visión.
Then according to
después,
his own words,
palabras,
his ministry was based upon visions from his Father. Would not be strange then that his ministry should be carried on as he promised his disciples? The things that I do shall you do also. Greater than this shall you do, for I go unto my Father, he said, a little while and the world seeth me no more, yet you shall see me, for I will be with you, even in you, to the end of the world, Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever.
Prince,
all he did was point to him. How can you condemn somebody for pointing you
to
the friend of the bridegroom for pointing you to the bridegroom?
Apuntándote al novio.
I believe it's a confirmation in these last days of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, living among his people, performing the same signs and wonders that he did while he was here on the earth. So the question tonight, friends,
is who will go with us?
Or has God changed his pattern?
Listen to this. Escuche esto.
You see,
ustedes ven,
after he had been, he was getting in his position then.
Él estaba recibiendo
he was to be the greatest
posición.
Military man that's él ever been on the face of the earth.
Hombre,
there's never been a general like Joshua. No time, no
tierra,
age,
nunca
nowhere
ha como
has
Josué,
ever
tiempo,
been compared with Joshua.
The
word Joshua comes
la palabra
from the
Josué
word
Jesus,
means Jesus or Savior
Jesús,
or Deliverer.
Salvador,
or and so, when he seen this man, what was it? It was a captain. In other words, the leader of the host of Israel. And that leader was
ese líder
no
era nadie más excepto Cristo mismo.
And what was he
¿qué
first
era él?
Seen in?
¿En qué fue visto primero él?
And now that pillar of fire had become a
fuego
man.
Había venido a ser un hombre.
And I hope you know
yo
what I'm talking
que usted
about.
De qué
he
estoy
had
hablando.
Become a man.
Él había venido a ser
Joshua
un
alone by himself,
Josué mismo
seen just what it was.
Había visto lo que
that
era.
Pillar of fire
ese pilar de fuego
que
los había conducido a ellos
here
como
he stood and called himself the captain of the host.
El capitán de los ejércitos.
And he is still the captain
no
of the host of the Lord, the unseen one, the invisible one, the omnipotent one, here tonight, and he's
noche,
here tonight,
just
as real as he was standing there against the walls of Jericho, the same Lord Jesus,
el mismo Señor
a figurative
Jesús.
Type, of course.
Claro que una,
he was Melchizedek that met Abraham
tipo,
many, many hundreds of years before there,
a,
had no father,
Abraham,
no mother,
muchos,
no beginning of days, no ending of years,
no tenía padre. Madre,
who was this great king that had no beginning of days, no ending of years, without descent, without father, without mother? There you are. Here he is. He met Abraham out there under the oak one day. He had dust all over his clothes, and he said he was from a strange foreign country and was on his road down to Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham recognized it was something and went in and got the fatted calf and killed it and brought it out and he gave him milk from the cow, meat from the calf, hoe cakes off the fire, and he drank the milk, he ate the flesh and the hoe cakes. And when Abraham made a sacrifice, the man vanished
gordo,
before him.
Trajo,
Abraham said,
le dio leche y
I'm talked
de vaca,
face to face with God.
Carne de becerro,
Melchizedek,
panes cocidos sobre
the
fuego,
unseen host. Is just
él
as real here tonight
se bebió la leche y se
there.
Comió la carne y los panes y cuando Abraham lo ofreció aquí
friends, that's what he said. We're either going to believe him or we should just not believe anything
vamos a
he said
él, no vamos a creer
but we do believe
dijo,
him
pero sí le creemos.
And he's proven himself time
está
and time
aquí,
again
en esta noche,
he's
está
everywhere that his people are gathered together because it is his spiritual
porque
body Christ
es su cuerpo espiritual, Cristo,
get it tonight
espero que lo vea esta noche,
and see it real close
y lo vea bien cercano.
Oh my
hermano.
How could we be despondent this hour, friends? How can we be discouraged? We're living in the greatest time, the greatest hour,
and
the greatest that there ever is or ever will be is amongst us tonight. Look, if my spirit was as my shadow.
Si mi espíritu fuera como mi sombra, es una sombra
of the material,
del material.
My shadow would be
mi sombra sería el espíritu del material.
And the body supernaturally,
now
the body
ahora,
of the Lord
el cuerpo del Señor
Jesus
Jesús
is a shadow,
es una sombra como si fuese
the natural physical body of the Lord.
Físico natural and notice, del Señor y note,
if healings,
si la sanidad y el poder y las visiones y las cosas que Cristo tenía en él
has gone out of his shadow,
salido de su sombra, entonces Cristo es paralizado. Su cuerpo natural se queda paralítico. ¿Por qué?
If his physical body moves,
si su cuerpo físico se mueve, su sombra tendrá que moverse con él.
And if we are
y si nosotros estamos en Cristo
baptism,
a través del bautismo
and
del Espíritu
way
Santo
the body of Christ
y la manera que el cuerpo de Cristo
moves,
se mueve, se moverá de la misma
earth,
manera sobre la tierra, porque esto es la sombra de su cuerpo. Amén. Siempre ha sido en un tipo figurativo y es esta noche el cuerpo del Señor Jesucristo. Ahora, tomándolo de las cosas del mundo, predestinado por Dios,
God, elected of God, chosen by God, or chosen of God, saved by God, baptized into the body of Christ by the Holy Spirit, and even made members of this body alive, ready, willing. My shadow will move every time anything of my body moves. And the Holy Spirit body of Christ, we are the Holy Spirit body of Christ, will move just as Christ moves. And if Christ in heaven can
se mueve, y si Cristo en el cielo alguna vez puede conseguir que su cuerpo físico en la tierra se mueve, o mejor dicho, que su cuerpo espiritual en la tierra se moviera como él,
it just gets gooder and gooder and gooder. Hallelujah. It's beginning to come to life.
Está empezando a venir a vida, dice él.
They paralyzed it long enough.
Lo paralizaron ya por mucho tiempo. Ahora, ¿cómo lo paralizaron? Por incredulidad.
They paralyzed it long
enough,
but the Holy
tiempo,
Spirit is bringing
Santo
life
está
into
vida
it.
En ello.
And it's beginning to
y
wake up.
A
and it's beginning to move
y empieza a moverse
because it sees its position.
Ve su posición.
Hallelujah.
Así es, hallelujah.
So the theophany
Christ
was Jesus Christ
Jesucristo,
before he was ever made flesh and dwelt among us.
Haya venido a ser carne
and
y
the Bible
nosotros,
says
dice la Biblia,
Moses
que Moisés
followed
siguió a Cristo.
He said, well, how could that be?
Dice, ¿cómo puede suceder
well, it's because you're thinking
bueno,
of the body
tú estás pensando
of
del cuerpo de Jesús.
I'll just keep you a couple more minutes.
Solamente serán unos cuantos minutos más.
Unless you pull against me.
A lo menos que jalen contra mí, entonces.
First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4.
Capítulo 10, en el versículo 4.
And did all drink
y todos
the same spiritual drink.
El mismo,
for they drank of that spiritual rock
that followed roca them. Seguía,
and that rock was
y esa
Christ.
Roca era Cristo.
That's what Paul said.
Eso fue lo que dijo Pablo.
Well, wait a minute.
Bueno,
that was
momento.
Before he was born.
Eso fue después de que nació.
We're not talking about
estamos
the flesh.
Hablando de la carne.
We're talking about
estamos
the life that dwelt
la vida
in that flesh.
Que habitó en esa carne.
So Israel was in
así
dry places.
Israel estaba en lugares secos.
And Moses was
y Moisés
to speak to
era
rock.
De hablar a esa roca.
And that rock
y esa
then
roca
followed
entonces
them.
Le seguía.
Friends, he's always within
amigos,
speaking
siempre
distance.
Está él de distancia de hablarle. Él dijo, nunca os dejaré o nunca os desampararé.
So Israel
así
then
es que
later
Israel
on went into a land that was,
fue
that
una
was
tierra
already occupied.
Que ya estaba ocupada.
And they were to remain there until.
Eran de permanecer ahí hasta
but there
que,
was a delay.
Pero había
while God raised up his prophet and
Dios,
waited for his prophet to be ready
profeta,
and for the people to be ready to receive his prophet. We're talking about Moses.
Pueblo, perdón,
but God's always on time.
Su profeta. Estamos hablando de Moisés.
Jesus said, I go to prepare a place
Jesús
for you.
Dijo, voy a preparar un lugar para vosotros.
And the place that he has gone to prepare for you is a dimension.
Para vosotros es una dimensión.
And in it is a body that's waiting for you.
Hay un cuerpo que te está esperando.
You have a body waiting for you right now.
Tú tienes un cuerpo que te está esperando ahora mismo.
It's a place where the streets are paved with gold.
Donde las calles están pavimentadas de oro, dice la escritura.
A mansion
un cuerpo,
that
una
will
mansión
que nunca
se enfermará.
In my father's house are many mansions.
Y o morirá en la casa y pare hay muchas moradas hay
a body that matches
un cuerpo que iguala a lo que ha sido nacido en tu alma
an unused uncontaminated
una morada que no es usada y que no tiene contaminación y que es inmune a COVID y que es libre de pestilencias.
But the coming of the Lord has
pero
now been in process
Señor ahora
for 2,000
ha estado en
years.
Ya por 2,000 años.
As the last member
como
is added,
el último
and the cup
es
of the iniquity of the Amorites is filling up to the brim.
De los
And it's at that time that God disinherits the Amorites and kicks them out of the land.
Que Dios les quite de habitación a los amorritas y los corra de la tierra. En Éxodo capítulo 23, verso 20,
he
aquí, yo envío mi ángel delante de ti para que te guarde en el camino y te introduzca en el lugar que yo he preparado. Y Juan dice en capítulo 14,
in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so,
creéis en Dios, creed también en mí.
I go to prepare a place for you.
En la casa de mi padre muchas moradas hay.
And if I go to prepare a place for you,
y si así no fuera, yo os lo hubiera dicho. Voy pues a preparar lugar para vosotros. Y si no fuere y os preparare el lugar, vendré otra vez y os tomaré a mí mismo para que donde yo estoy, vosotros también estéis.
But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies and an adversary unto thine adversaries.
Guárdate delante de él y oye mi voz, no les seas rebelde.
He didn't just do this for the Old Testament people. It's the very same one
él
that's
no
with
perdonará
us tonight.
Vuestra rebelión porque mi nombre está en él.
Mine angel shall go before thee
entonces,
and bring thee unto the Amorites,
si en verdad,
and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Canaanites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off.
A todos los que
I will
te dijeren, porque
I will
mi ángel irá delante de ti y te llevará a la
thou
tierra
not
de los
bow down to their gods,
del Eteo,
nor serve them,
del Fariseo,
nor do after their works,
Cananeo,
but thou shalt utterly overthrow them,
del Jebuseo, y
and
de los
quite
cuales
break down
yo
their images.
Haré destruir. Ve, dice, yo
that's
haré
what Israel
destruir.
Did for a season
no
of time when they came into Israel.
A otros dioses,
and ye shall serve the Lord your God.
Ni harás
and he shall bless thy bread
hacen,
and thy water.
Los
and I will take sickness away from the
quebrarás totalmente sus estatutos.
There shall nothing
mas a Jehová vuestro Dios serviréis
nor be barren in that land,
y Él bendecirá tu pan y tus aguas y yo quitaré toda enfermedad de en medio de ti. No habrá mujer que aborte ni estéril en
I will send my fear before
y yo completaré
thee, and I will destroy
de
all the people
yo enviaré
whom thou
mi terror delante
and
de
I will
ti.
Make all thine enemies turn their backs unto thee.
Consternaré a todo el pueblo donde entres. And I will send hornets before thee. De todos sus enemigos.
And they're talking about these killer hornets.
Y estamos hablando
now,
de estas avispas matadores.
Nightmare
poco.
Kind of material. Well, material. That's God's idea.
Material como de
it's nothing for us to worry about.
No,
he said, I'll send my hornets before thee. They're not coming after you.
Abejas.
I will send
no
hornets before thee.
Enviaré delante de ti a
I think
la
if I was Israel's enemy, I might choose a different
si
enemy.
El enemigo de Israel, yo,
which shall drive out the Hivites and the Canaanites and the Hittites from before thee. And I will not drive them out from before thee in 1 year. Lest the land become desolate. God has a purpose in everything.
No los echaré
and the beasts
de
of the field multiply against
año,
thee.
Para que no quede
by little and little, I will drive them out from before thee. Until thou be increased and inherit the land. And I will set the bounds, thy bounds, from the Red Sea, even unto the Sea of the Philistines, and from the desert unto the river, for I will deliver the inhabitants of the land into your hand, and thou shalt drive them out before thee. Thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor with their gods. Of course, we know that Israel did. Israel backslid. They shall not dwell in thy land, lest they make thee sin against me. For
y tú los echarás delante
gods,
de ti. No harás alianza con ellos ni con sus dioses. En tu tierra no habitarán. No sea que te hagan pecar contra mí sirviendo a sus dioses porque te será tropiezo. ¿Quién es este Dios?
He's here tonight, friends.
¿Quién es este mi
querido?
Es el Dios Todopoderoso y está aquí
he's moved with compassion.
Movido,
he knows what you have need of, but yet he's orchestrated this in such a way that you've got to speak into this dimension
que en esta
so that he can move on your behalf.
Se pueda mover por ti.
How many would say
¿cuántos dirían
here
esta noche,
M
aquí? Aquí estoy para
friends,
alabar.
If he's here, we ought
amigos,
to worship
si aquí,
him. If he's here,
si
we ought to give
aquí,
him thanks. We ought to give him praise. We ought to say, you know what? I don't care about nothing. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you. I come to worship you. I come to praise you. I come to thank you. I come to honor you. Friends, I've never, ever been guilty of coming to church and taking it for granted. I can't even understand the concept of that. I always come to worship my King. I may not always put my whole heart into it. I might be distracted sometimes. But I come for that purpose and that motive and that objective. And I battle to press everything aside so that I can do that. And I trust that you've come for that same purpose and that same reason. Because the same one that paid the price for you is here tonight. The same one that led the children of Israel out of Egypt and into the Promised Land is here tonight. The same one that appeared before Joshua and said, I'm the king of the host, is here tonight. The captain of the host, he's here tonight. The same one that appeared in the fiery furnace, Brother Henry, he cares about you tonight. He knows what you're going through. Amen. He's not abandoned you. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I will be your guide. I will be your friend. I will be your comforter. I will be your reason and purpose and being. Young people, he'll give you your purpose in life. There's a mighty one amongst us. And he knows us by name.
Y él nos conoce por nombre.
And we know him by name.
Y nosotros le conocemos a él por nombre.
And he's telling you that he's here with you, friends.
Que está aquí contigo, amigo.
And that you're not going by yourself.
No
he didn't send
solo.
You out amongst
él no
the wolves.
Te envió entre los
he said, I'm going before
lobos.
You.
Él dijo, yo voy delante de ti.
Nothing can touch you.
Nada te
he knows
tocar.
How many hairs are on your head. Nothing can
cabeza.
Get by
nada
him without permission.
Ir sin él, sin
and anything that comes against you, it's for
ti,
your good.
Es para tu
because God has allowed it.
Dios lo ha permitido.
To bring you to your expected end. The angel of the Lord encamps about them that fear him.
De los que le temen.
And he delivers
y
them,
libera,
and he leads them, and he
guía,
comforts them, and he strengthens them, and he gives them rest,
y les da descanso,
and he's mighty in battle.
Y es poderoso en batalla.
That's the God I serve tonight.
El Dios que
amen.
Yo esta noche. Amen.
Let's stand to our feet.
De pie.
Worship here for a few moments and we'll just keep that spirit of worship with us.
Alabaremos
we'll
aquí por unos minutos y después guardaremos el mismo espíritu.
Change the order of the service and it'd be our great privilege
nosotros
to,
y después iremos allá a la sala de compañerismo y será una honra de bautizar a esos que le han confesado como su Salvador.
In the precious name above
en el precioso nombre,
all
sobre todo
in the
nombre,
Lord Jesus Christ, and
we are
promised
se nos ha prometido
that very same angel
que ese mero mismo
Lord,
ángel del Señor,
Christ,
que ese mero mismo Cristo
will come and make himself
vendrá
real to you.
Y será verdadero
will
a ti.
Fill you with this spirit.
Y te llenará
will
con
be
su espíritu.
Your guide,
será tu
will
guía
be your
y será tu consuelo y será tu amigo.
Oh, friends.
Así es, amigos.
There was a time when I didn't.
Había un tiempo
I really didn't want to live.
Cuando verdaderamente yo no quería vivir. Yo no estoy aquí para decirte. Esto no es
A plea for sympathy. That's not
una plegaria
it at all.
Para simpatía.
In fact,
no es,
it's just the opposite.
En ninguna
I'm just,
manera.
I'm
de hecho,
just
es lo opuesto. Yo solamente estoy tratando de decirte que Satanás te quiere decir que estás solo en eso
Satan
a veces.
Wants to tell
Satanás
you
quiere
that,
decirte.
You know, because
usted ve,
maybe you don't tell other
porque quizás
people.
No
maybe
le dices a otras personas, quizás
people.
No lo muestras a otras personas.
But there was a time
pero había un
when
tiempo
I did
cuando
not
yo no quería vivir.
I wasn't enjoying
no estaba disfrutando la vida.
I knew enough about
yo conocía lo suficiente
God that I couldn't
de
enjoy
Dios
the world. And I
de
had enough of the world
no
in me that I couldn't enjoy church.
Y tenía lo suficiente del mundo
so
en mí
I was
que no
miserable.
Podía disfrutar la iglesia.
And I didn't want
entonces
to live.
Era miserable y no quería vivir.
And I didn't know why I was
y no
here.
Sabía por qué estaba aquí.
And I didn't have a very high
no
opinion of myself.
Alta
and I knew what my flaws
de mí mismo.
Were.
Sabía cuál era,
and I was halfway convinced that
estaba
I was going to hell.
A convencido que iba
and
a ir al infierno.
I sinned away my day of grace, but I didn't want to go to hell.
Mi día de gracia, pero yo no
and
quería
I didn't
ir al
want
infierno.
To live.
Yo no quería vivir.
But I didn't have enough courage
pero
to
no
commit
tenía
suicide.
Suficiente
besides that, I believed the Catholic doctrine that if I did commit suicide, that I would go to hell. I didn't want to go to hell.
El infierno. Y pues yo creía esa doctrina católica de que
so now I'm trapped. I got to stay here.
No,
but I'm miserable.
Me iba a ir al infierno, que me iba a ir al infierno. Entonces estaba atrapado, era miserable y después fui a ser cansado y enfermo,
like Gideon,
de estar cansado y enfermo, como Gedeón, clamé.
Said,
y dije, Dios, si tú eres quien se me ha dicho que tú eres toda mi vida,
Bible,
aquel que está en la Biblia,
why can't you be that for
¿por qué
me?
No puedes ser ese para mí?
Why can't you give
¿por qué
me a
no
purpose?
Puedes darme a mí un propósito? ¿Por qué
I've been a Christian
he sido un cristiano
at that time for
aquel tiempo ya
16 years
por 16 años
I was full of religion.
Estaba lleno de religión.
I knew the scriptures.
Conocía las escrituras, o tan siquiera
knew about the scriptures.
Sabía de las escrituras.
I could quote scriptures.
Podía citar las escrituras.
En otras palabras,
yo tenía escrituras que eran memorizadas.
I knew a lot of things about God.
Yo conocía muchas cosas acerca de Dios,
know him.
Pero no le conocía a él.
And I cried out.
Yo clamé.
And even in my crying out, the devil says, "Well,
clamor, el diablo decía,
looks like you're the only
bueno,
one
parece
that
que
needs
tú eres el único que necesita evidencia.
Everybody else is just
todos los demás
believing
están solo creyendo que él es Dios.
But you need him to prove
pero tú necesitas que él se compruebe
well,
a
every son and daughter of God needs that.
Bueno, todo hijo e hija
every
de Dios necesita eso. Todo niño necesita eso.
Not just say I love you, but prove it.
Que le ama, no solamente que le diga, pero que lo compruebe.
Your children don't want to just
hijos
hear
no
it.
Quieren nada más oírlo.
They want to know it.
Ellos quieren saberlo.
And you want to express it
tú quieres expresarlo.
Well, how much more does
bueno,
your heavenly father
más tu padre celestial
want you to know
quiere que
how
sepas
much he loves
qué tanto te ama.
But he's waiting for us
pero él está esperando que paremos de pelear.
I was thinking if I could
yo
just be good
que
enough,
si solo podía hacerlo bueno
then God would accept
entonces,
me.
Dios
I didn't feel like he was accepting
no,
me.
No sentía como que did. Me estaba aceptando, aunque él dijo que así
if
era.
If I could just be
si
good enough,
podía
guess what?
Suficientemente
you can't
bueno,
be good
no puede ser lo suficientemente bueno.
You know what that is? That's you
es eso?
Trying to save yourself.
Eso es tú tratando de salvarte a ti mismo.
And maybe you've been taught
y quizás
that. Maybe you've been taught you know, that by your
quizás
works.
Se te ha enseñado
you know, they'll put me out of the church if I don't do this or if I do that.
De la iglesia, si no
they'll
esto,
take me out
si
from
no
under
otro,
the blood.
Sacara fuera de
nobody
la sangre.
Can take
amigo,
you out from under the blood.
Te puede sacar fuera de la sangre.
He put you under
él
the blood.
Él te pone debajo
amen.
De la sangre. Amén.
They can... We understand church
entendemos
order. We
la
can
orden
be taken out from the
protection de la
that the blood provides to the church. But if you're a child
iglesia,
of God,
si tú eres un hijo de Dios,
he'll either take you off the scene or bring you
la
back.
Escena, o regresará.
The purpose isn't to
el propósito
destroy you.
No es para destruir,
it's to save you.
Es para salvarte.
God doesn't want to destroy anybody.
Dios no quiere
he's not willing
a nadie.
That any
no
should be lost.
Que nadie sea perdido.
I'm convinced tonight, friends, the only way that you can be lost is to reject salvation.
Es de rechazar la salvación.
That's the only way.
Esa es la única manera.
It's for you to
es de que tú
forbid God from saving you. It's for you
no
to doubt salvation.
Es de que dudes
now, I'm not
salvación.
Talking about
no,
going
no
to the rapture.
De ir
That's
a rato.
Separate,
es
separate. I'm talking about salvation.
Separado. Yo estoy hablando de la salvación.
You believe in your heart,
tú
confess with
tu
your mouth,
y confiesas
you're
con
saved.
Tu boca, eres salvo.
You believe that
tú crees
you're a sinner.
Que eres
you
un pecador. Tú crees
you were born a sinner.
Que fuiste que naciste pecador.
And that he paid the price for your sin.
Y de que él pagó el precio por tu pecado.
And he did it for you.
Es la muerte.
And you accept
y él lo hizo
him as
por
your savior.
Ti, y tú le aceptas a él como tu salvador.
You're saved.
Eres salvo.
Do you hold on to that confession?
Y tú te tienes a esa confesión.
You get baptized
in
Christian
bautizado.
Baptism doesn't save you, but we're told to
salva,
do it.
Pero se nos ha dicho hacerlo.
And if we won't do it,
y si no lo hacemos, pues.
We're not taking him at his word.
No estamos creyéndole en su palabra.
But if we'll do it,
pero si lo hacemos,
it's an outward sign that
es una
we believe
señal externa que creemos
we've accepted him
que le hemos
and
aceptado
he is our Savior.
Y que él es nuestro Salvador.
It's the best bargain that there is.
Es el mejor trato que hay.
The only thing he takes from
la
you
única
is
cosa
sin.
Que él te quita
he doesn't take any good
pecado.
I was told that the devil's telling
oh,
well, you know,
eso,
you,
el diablo,
you go you say you're willing to do anything
and, cosa,
you know the devil's going to take
ve,
God's
va,
going to take God is going to do this
Dios
he's going
to
take
hacer,
away your
Dios
family take away your friends you're going to be
amigos,
a weirdo an oddball part of that right
bueno pues parte de eso sí está bien
but I don't think I'm a
pero
weirdo. I think the world's a bunch of weirdos.
Un montón de raros.
I'm not a misfit.
No
I found out where I fit.
No,
I was a misfit. I didn't fit in the world. Aren't you glad tonight, Brother Calvo, that you didn't fit? Because if you fit, you'd still be out there. But you found where you fit.
Porque si así fuera, pues estarías allá afuera. Pero te diste cuenta dónde es de que tú quedas. Así sea.
But it was in my time of surrender.
Fue mi tiempo de rendimiento. Que él
performed his word as he
cumplió
said
su palabra como él dijo que lo haría y eso es lo que él está esperando con todos
each
nosotros cada uno de nosotros
strong,
no está esperando que tú vengas a ser
weak.
Fuerte él está esperando que vengas
so
a ser débil para que pueda
do.
Hacer lo que él dijo que quiere hacer y
yo
estoy agradecido
that.
Esta noche que estamos testificando de eso estamos viendo lo sobrenatural suceder a conforme las almas
God and
se han rendido a Dios
Savior,
y le han confesado como Salvador y ser bautizados en bautismo
I'm
cristiano.
Excited,
yo estoy contento, yo estoy
Amen.
Bien alegre. Satanás, perdiste a otro.
Blessed be his
bendito sea su maravilloso nombre.
Here I am
heme aquí,
to bow
he venido
down a postrarme y decir, dice este cántico, que tú eres mi Dios, eres enteramente amoroso,
y eres enteramente digno, y eres enteramente maravilloso para mí.
Amén, amén. So here I am to worship.
Así es que aquí, he
here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely.
Amoroso.
You're altogether worthy. You're altogether wonderful to me. Light of the world, you step down into darkness, open my eyes. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Beauty that made this heart.
Yes, Lord, I love you.
Sí, Señor, te amo. Esperanza de una vida compartida contigo. Así es que aquí he venido a alabar. Yo tengo una razón por qué alabarle a Él esta noche. Yo tengo una razón por postrarme. He aquí he venido para decir que tú eres mi Dios. Y eres tú enteramente amoroso. Eres enteramente digno. Y eres enteramente maravilloso para mí.
Glory.
Rey
de
todas edades,
oh, so
altamente exaltado, glorioso
in
en el cielo
above.
Arriba. Humildemente viniste a este mundo que creaste.
You created, love's sake, became poor.
De tu amor viniste a ser.
Now here I am
y ahora he venido a alabar.
He venido ahora a postrarme.
Here I am ahora to say, para decir que tú eres mi Dios.
Oh, you're all
eres enteramente
lovely.
Eres enteramente digno. Y eres enteramente maravilloso para
mí.
Para alabarte, he aquí he venido.
Aleluya.
Así es.
Glory.
He aquí he venido para decir.
That you're my God. Oh, you're all together.
Enteramente amoroso.
Aleluya. Just make love to him tonight, friends. He's worthy of our praise.
Digno de nuestra alabanza. Enteramente
maravilloso.
Para mí.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Blessed be His wonderful name.
Bendito sea su maravilloso nombre.
Maybe we could just bow our heads for just a moment. I don't want to let this opportunity pass.
Quiero dejar que esta
every head bowed, every eyes closed.
Todo
if, you, if you would here tonight.
Y todo rostro.
Heavenly Father, we're so grateful. You're still the living God. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. You're just as real tonight as you've ever been. You're still performing your word. You're still doing what you said you would do. You're still seeking to save the lost. You're still redeeming. You're still healing. You're still delivering. You're still guiding. You're still setting the captive free. You're still opening the prison doors. You're still showing young people who they truly are, saving them from making that faithful step where they've just disgusted with their life. They don't realize that they're standing right at the door of some great opportunity at that time, but it looks so hopeless. But Lord, what greater way for you to come on the scene and to show us that you're the hope above all hopes, that you're just the opposite of all that despair and worry and anxiety and fear and confusion and doubt
and
loneliness. You're the greatest friend that there ever is, ever was.
Lord,
I can tell you anything, and I can trust you. And know, Lord, I don't have to worry about what you're going to think about me, or what you're going to tell somebody else, or whether you're listening, or whether you care. I don't even understand myself half the time, Lord, but I know that you do. And like a little child that comes to its mother, that child is expecting its mother to bring comfort and peace. And the mother, of course, does that. And Lord, if you designed a mother that way, how much more would our Heavenly Father do these things for us? So with every head bowed and every eye closed, I wonder if there's anyone else that hasn't given their heart to the Lord, but would like to join these others here tonight in expressing their desire to accept salvation that's been extended on your part. Accept Jesus as your Savior, as a sacrifice for your sin, with the promise that He'll be with you, that He'll come and give you the gift of the Holy Spirit. If you haven't made that choice yet, you'd like to join these others here tonight. If doing so, why don't you just lift your hand in the building? Okay, well, that's good. It's wonderful. How many would say tonight, oh, I have accepted the Lord. I've maybe gotten a little cold. I've gotten a little disoriented. I've got twisted around. And I
want
to recommit my life to Him. I want to renew my commitment. I want to take Him at His word once again, knowing that I know that He's the source of everything that I have need of. And maybe the enemy's lied to me and told me that He doesn't care, or He won't take me back, or He's mad at me. But I don't believe that. I want to take God at His word, and I want to come just as I am. And I want to. He didn't pull away from me. Maybe I pulled away. But I want to draw closer to Him. And I want to renew my walk with Him. I want to leave here tonight with drive a stake into the ground saying it's going to be different from this point on. I may have fallen, but I'm going to get right back up. If there's anybody that would like to make that confession here tonight, why don't you lift your hand before Him? Lord, you see those hands? Father, you know the hearts behind those hands. And Lord, we believe that you're working on both ends. We believe that you give us that desire, Father, that you give us the faith, that you move on our hearts to trust you, to take you at your word. And so we're taking you at your word tonight, Lord. And your word cannot fail. Father, I thank you for these hands and hearts, and, Lord, that are recommitting their lives to you. I wonder if there's somebody here tonight who would say, I haven't strayed. I've continued along, but I've allowed the relationship to kind of maybe get stagnant, maybe kind of fall by the wayside because I'm so focused on the problems of this life. I've had suffered so many discouragements and so many problems, and I'm guilty of putting my focus on those things and allowing my peace to be robbed and allowing my life to be filled with anxiety. I want to pull right back up next to Him and say, Lord, you are my comfort. You are my joy. I can remember when you were the joy of my salvation. I want you to be that joy again. I want to look to you. I want to be in expectation to see you moving in my life, to see you living in my life, to see you walking and talking. I want that very same joy and more. I'm not afraid to ask for more, and I want to lift my hand tonight. That's you. Why don't you just do that? Father, you see those hands? You see those hearts? Father, we know that your love is so great, Lord. We know that your prophet told us one time that if the universe, if there was a pipe that was as long as the universe, and we can't even fathom that, there was so many feet in diameter, and that pipe was filled with water, there'd be a tremendous, just an incalculable amount of pressure on the water at the bottom of that pipe, wanting to escape from that pipe. And you said that doesn't even come close to the amount of pressure that God wants to fill us. That God wants, but He's waiting for us to just surrender. He's a gentleman. He'll not force Himself. He's not like the devil. He's not a ravisher. He comes by invitation. He's just waiting for us to surrender. But He wants that fellowship with us so much more than what we want. And it's a painful desire, Lord, for these hands that were lifted up. For Lord, Once we've tasted of your goodness, there's nothing else that will satisfy. I pray, Lord, that you would renew their walk, their fellowship with you, Lord. Just rekindle the flames of fire. Lord, we do go through seasons, each and every one of us. We'll go through certain times, perhaps, maybe we feel like we can't see you or feel you, or we're going through a trial. But Lord, we find out you never left us. You're with us every step of the way. And then, Lord, we are encouraged to draw close to you. We just love you so much. That much more. Bless each and every one, Lord. How many just like a good old-fashioned refilling of the Holy Spirit? Just a real renewal. Where the praises of God come out, the hallelujahs. Thank you, Lord. Where everything looks good to you once again. Where you choose to focus on the good and not on all the evil that's all around us. You choose to be on the hallelujah side. You choose the positive. Father, you know those hands that went up the building. My hands are up, Lord. I'm always open to a good old-fashioned outpouring of your presence amongst us. Father, I'm not ashamed to say I need you. I don't just want you. I need you, Lord. I need you. I don't care how long I've walked this walk. I can't do it alone, and I haven't done it alone. And I won't do it alone. If you're not going, I don't want to go either.
Si tú no vas, Moses aunque, said, como dijo Moses,
Lord, if you don't go
Señor,
with
si no conmigo,
me, I don't want to
no
go myself. And you said,
solo.
I'll go with you.
Dijiste,
I'll not only go with you, I'll go before you.
De ti.
Father, we're believing and trusting in that tonight.
En eso,
and we're thanking you for it.
Dando
we
por
thank
él.
You, we love
gracias
you, damos, we praise amamos, you, we give you honor, we give you glory. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say, Lord,
eres enteramente amoroso.